Welcome back to Sports Day. Nice to have a chat to Daniel Pratt, and now we get inside the Freo Dockers. You've got to love your local. You've got to love the Bottle-O. And Trent Cooper joins us. Welcome, Trent. How you going, mate? You'll be a little bit bitter today or not?
Not too bitter. We've last couple of weeks, we've given away starts, and then when you come back, and we played really good footy to come back, but if you're coming back from that far, then it's probably going to be a little bit of luck to decide the result. And last week we got it, and this week we didn't.
No, well, West Coast were much the same. They gave away too much of a start to Richmond. They never got to the front, but you did.
Yeah, it looked like when we'd come back, it was very similar last week. Come back strong. Would have been, I think, the biggest AFLW comeback ever about 27 points down. And when Gemma Houghton took a mark and kicked a goal, maybe we got to the front too quickly this week. There's too much time and... just couldn't hang on. I think it was 11 inside 50s to 4 in the last quarter. But we gave away a crucial 50 and, they made us pay.
How did you view that 50-metre penalty? Did the umpire make the correct decision?
Yes, no. There was definitely in the protected area, 50-metre. And then Daisy Pearce, it's to Daisy Pearce as well. So, unfortunately, it was to the smartest player on the ground. And when she started, she ran and she actually pulled the trigger early. And hit up probably caught everyone by surprise, including the Melbourne player, Madison Gay, who ended up taking the mark and went back and delivered to put the dagger in our hearts.
Trent, how do you go about addressing the slow start? Because as a coach, I always found that sometimes if you spend too much time on it, it becomes the elephant in the room and it doesn't really work. But it has been a trend for you this year. What do you do as a coach to try and rectify this?
Yeah, I've sort of been looking at it over the last couple of weeks, and then but we've gone against the breeze in every game this year, so that sort of exacerbates it a bit because we do that because we know that we can finish strong. It's nice to come home with the breeze. Also at Freo Oval, the breeze tends to get stronger later in the day as well, so that's why we do it. So we'll have a look. Maybe we try something different and kick with the breeze if we do win the toss. Defensively, we've normally been okay, but the last couple of weeks we've coughed up two lots of three goals in a quarter, which is far too much in AFLW. So that's our biggest concern rather than necessarily the offensive part. Our forwards were really poor in the first quarter last week. This week they're actually okay and we created a couple of opportunities and applied some pressure. But, we'll go back to the drawing board, just talk to people in the men's program about different things and, also reaching right out, got a little bit of stuff from the Crusaders and All Blacks. They're going to work through a couple of things. Talk to the girls as well because there's no point changing too much, but we'll try to change something up this week for sure.
Because you've been so successful and become the hunted in the competition, what are you finding other teams are trying to do to throw you off your own game?
Yeah, it's a bit... Our game is built on pressure, so what we haven't been doing is bringing the pressure in the first quarter, and that's been the disappointing fact. Sides are definitely trying to clog up our forward line so that we don't have too much space, but that shouldn't really affect how we can control games and how we can not have score against us. So I think our main thing we need to work on is our pressure in the first quarter and getting the ball in our hands. We're down by 30 possessions at quarter time, which is obviously an awful lot. So we need to make sure that if we've got the ball in our hands, we can play it in our front half a little bit, because at the moment we haven't been able to do that for a few weeks.
You're currently fourth on the table. You take on North Melbourne, who are sixth. They essentially can only go over the top of Melbourne if they win. It's not likely, given their percentage advantage over Carlton, that they'll drop out if they lose against you. But with your percentage of being so close with Adelaide and Collingwood, Brisbane probably too far ahead now, given that they've got the game in hand and a fair bit of percentage on you. So it's really being able to finish inside that top couple that is still alive.
Yeah, Collingwood play Adelaide this week, so one of them is going to win. So it's going to be hard to make up the percentage on whichever team wins. So realistically, our top two chance is probably gone. We'd need a lot of things go right for that to happen. But we really want to shore up a third or fourth spot to get a home final in week one. And if the results did happen to fall our way, I think we'd need Melbourne to beat Brisbane and the close one and the other one to get there. But, we've just got to do what we can do against the Kangaroos and see where that leaves us. That's the first game of the weekend, so we'll have a good crack at that and then work out who we back for after the game.
Given you've had those couple of slow starts, what's your feeling on body language? How are you reading that prior to the game?
If you could get that right, you'd be. It's so hard, and like we say, against Adelaide, I've never seen the group so relaxed and so happy. And then we come out and played really well that day. And then other times, they're on today. They're really focused, and we don't. So you talk to any coach, and sometimes you can tell when they're definitely off. But a lot of other times, yeah, it's just so hard to tell. And I think if you could work that out, you could be a very rich man in a lot of different sports.
That's exactly right. Now, what are you going to do about Kiara Bowers? Of course, she's been so good. Probably had her quietest game for the season, but she has been offered a one-match sanction for a dangerous tackle. And this has big ramifications because she would be favourite to win the equivalent of the Brownlow in the women's comp.
Yeah, no, it does. It's got big ramifications. Obviously, you know, coming through our midfield, from the individual perspective, I know what Kiara's like. She won't care about that at all. She'll be worried about trying to get out with the team to make sure we can finish as high as possible. So, yeah, we'll look at the vision of that and some other similar cases, and the club will make a decision overnight or early tomorrow morning if we'll challenge that one. And, yeah, just go from there.
We spoke to Daniel Pratt just before you, and he's running out of players. How are you going? Who's pushing for selection, and will you make some changes because of the loss?
We've got definitely got a few options. I don't think we'll panic because of the loss. We played really good footy for the last 2.5 quarters, so the team's still in good form there. But Michaela Morrison's been kicking goals in the Waffle W. She's kicked bag of 3, 4, and 2, so she's pushing for a debut. Anne McMahon's building a good body of work. Alex Williams is always solid down back and available. We have got a few options down there. Tani Tester had her first game for the year. So as far as the whole list is concerned, we're reasonably healthy with a few options, which is a good thing to have at this deep into the AFLW season, because we've never got this deep ever before. So we're pretty fortunate in that regard.
Nice to chat, mate. Thank you, and we'll have a chat to you next week.
No worries. Thanks, boys.